This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in production of raw jute. The minister informed that the Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that Union Cabinet has cleared the continuation of the mission for another 2 years, as decided earlier. In 2021, Union Cabinet had extended the implementation of the National Health Mission for 5 years till 2026. The National Health Mission has driven substantial progress in multiple areas, including maternal and child health, disease elimination and healthcare infrastructure in the last 3 years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India is now the fifth largest global economy and is aspiring to become the third largest economy. Interacting with a group of participants from the Indian Institute of Democratic Leadership in New Delhi, the Vice President emphasized the need for trained people in policy making. He also underscored that the only way to hold the government accountable is through the platform of the legislature. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative has inspired millions and positioned women at the forefront of India's progress. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative, people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, Mr. Modi said the movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. The Prime Minister highlighted that districts with historically low child sex ratios have reported significant improvements. He thanked the dedicated efforts of the people and various community service organizations for achieving remarkable milestones. The Prime Minister urged everyone to continue to protect the rights of the daughters, ensure their education, and create a society where they can thrive without discrimination. At least 11 passengers of the Pushpak Express were killed, while 14 others were injured after being hit by the Karnataka Express, which was passing through an adjacent track near Pachora station in Maharashtra's Jalgaon district this evening. According to Jalgaon SP Dr. Maheshwar Reddy, none of the injured passengers is currently in critical condition. In a tweet, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed condolence over the accident and announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the bereaved. He said the state government will also bear the entire expenses of the injured. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and Odisha tomorrow. Cold day conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh and Bihar. The weather department also forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump has been sued over his plan to end birthright citizenship in the United States by a coalition of Democratic-leaning states and civil rights groups. The lawsuits were brought by 22 Democratic-led along with the District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco in federal courts in Boston and Seattle. In cricket, India beat England by 7 wickets in the first T20 international of the 5-match series in Kolkata this night. Varun Chakravarti starred with the ball as he took 3 wickets, while the likes of Arshdeep Singh, Hardik Pandya and Akshar Patel scalped 2 wickets each. England set a target of 133 against India in first T20 international of the 5-match series this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.